Hi, everybody. Time for Tracks of Light, where we trace back where we got on track with the light of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of the artists, they had to start someplace just like you and me. And today, here we are several years later, a couple of decades later, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, life kind of got in the way, and sometimes we were on track, sometimes we got off track. Let's go back and find out how things began so we can get back on our track and walk in the light today, tomorrow, and always. This is Tracks of Light. It was an amazing revival of the Holy Spirit back in the 70s and 80s. Hundreds of thousands of people said their track of light began at a Second Chapter of Acts concert. Second Chapter of Acts concerts were great, but others said their track of light began when they heard Larry Norman on the radio.
He's an unidentified flying object. You will see him in the air. He's an unidentified flying object, and you will drop your hands and stare. You will be afraid to tell your neighbors. They might think that it's not true. Open up the morning papers, you will know they've seen it too. He will come back like he promised, with the price already paid. He will gather up his followers and take them all away. Down from the sky, he's an unidentified flying.
object, he will roll away your stone. And if there's life on other planets, then I'm sure that he must know. And he's been there once already, and has died to save their souls. He's an unidentified flying object.
Of light, tracing back where we got on track with the light of Christ and taking the Holy Spirit that He gave us then to move strong and powerfully into a world that is just changing. Got on track with the light of Christ. And that's Karen Lafferty from one of her earlier albums, Sweet Communion, and Nothing Can Separate. Boy, the early 70s were really something. There was a group, part of the Maranatha Music Group, that started what was then called the Jesus Movement in the late 60s, early 70s, and into the 80s. Group of artists from Maranatha Music, and it grew into a lot of other groups. This was a culture that had the belief that Jesus Christ could somehow change lives. The integrity and honest peer-to-peer communication of the gospel music and preaching was the heart and bare root root of the Jesus movement, and a lot of it started at a place called Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. Their Saturday night concerts had thousands of people attending every Saturday night. There were a lot of other regional contributors to the music industry called the Jesus Movement back in the 70s. People like Larry Norman, who we heard earlier. The Talbot Brothers, Second Chapter of Acts, and Michael and Stormy O'Martin, who came out of the Church on the Way, Pastor Jack Hayford's church in Van Nuys, California. And that movement came to Albuquerque through a ministry called the Christian Broadcasting Academy, the people that were K-Lite Radio back in the day. Mountaintop Promotions also became part of the wide outreach of the Jesus movement back in the 70s and 80s as they began to bring concerts to a place called the Christian Center, Pastor Ron McConnell's church here in Albuquerque. Thousands of people would go to these concerts. But one thing that we really want to point out here is these tracks of light really stretched from artist to artist as well. In fact, here's a story of somebody that's become very popular in Christian music over time. Praise and worship is mainly what you get from Kelly Willard. But here's her story on how things started for her.
Well, we had a friend who had come out here from Oklahoma, and his name was Jonathan David Brown, and he came out and began producing for Maranatha Music.
I remember him, yeah.
Uh-huh. And he kept, you know, calling Dan and I and saying, you know, why don't you come out here and visit, you know? And if you do, you know, I could probably use you on doing some keyboards on some albums and maybe background vocals, too. And I'm like, oh, that'd be fun. Let's go, you know? So we went out for a month, came out here for a month, and just had the biggest time. And I got to play and sing on some projects. And for the first one, wait a minute, hold on, it's coming back to me, Karen Lafferty. And then like Bruce Herring and Tommy Coombs and Bob Bennett, Roby Duke. We moved out here after that month and came back out to California. After 1 year went by, Maranatha Music approached me and asked me if I would like to do a solo album. And I had probably a handful of songs. That's the only one on the album that I did not write. And Bob Bennett wrote it. It's called You're Welcome Here.
Yeah,
and
great song.
That song touched my heart so deeply. I just wanted everybody to hear it.
So we see the influence of Karen Lafferty on Kelly Willard and Kelly Willard's connection with Bob Bennett. Well, here he is with his title track, Matters of the Heart, on Tracks of Light. Is Tracks of Light, tracing back where we got on track with the light of Christ.
Yeah. place
that you're making for me.
That you're making for me.
But in the meantime,
I'm gonna keep on leaning heavy your way.
And in the meantime,
I'm gonna keep on trusting in what you say.
And in the meantime,
I'm gonna keep on loving you every day. I'm gonna hold you. Just as hard as I can,
I'm just following you, Lord. Following you, Lord. Following you, yes, I am.
I'm just following you, Lord.
Following you, Lord. Following you.
It can be across the desert. It can be across the sea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just as long as you're leading me, Lord.
Well, it's all right with me.
It's all right.
Said it's all right with me.
I'm just following you.
This is Tracks of Light, tracing back where we got on track with the light of Christ and taking the Holy Spirit that He gave us then to move strong and powerfully into a world that is just changing. Every one of them will tell you they're nothing special. They're people that came to know Christ. They got on track with the light of Christ and they just started serving Him with the gifts that He had already given them. As they serve Him, sometimes life is tough on them too, just like it is you and me. Here's a great story from Brian Duncan.
At some point, you will reach a point where there is nothing within your control. That's where faith really starts. And so you combine all of those things from last year, and you have just the worst beating I've ever taken in the name of faith and realizing that we all face adversities and unknown futures. You know, we can't plan and we can't make an appointment for when we're not going to be here. So at the end of my year, I started to realize that one of the best things about why God allows suffering is that it creates a bond between us that nothing else will. Hardship is something that makes you feel closer to someone. And there's a reaching out for God that doesn't seem to get our attention in any other way. Suffering will unite those of us who survive, and God knows those who He takes home through tragedy and hardship. And there's that other thing that we have to believe too. Is there an eternity? Jesus promised it. He promised that there was an eternity, that you would not perish, but that you would have everlasting life. I started to realize that I'm not sure if I believe that. With every funeral I attended last year, I had to question my own faith about what I believe. Does God really exist? Does He intervene in our lives? And does He promise eternal life? I have to believe those things by faith, you know, when none of us can prove it. But I know one thing, that suffering and hardship are things that unite us. They bring us closer together. They force us to look beyond ourselves for help. And I think that that's why God allows so much of it in this world.
Of light, tracing back where we got on track with the light of Christ and taking the Holy Spirit that He gave us then to move strong and powerfully into a world that is just changing.
Yes, I long
This is Tracks of Light, tracing back where we got on track with the light of Christ and taking the Holy Spirit that He gave us then to move strong and powerfully into a world that is just changing. You're listening to Tracks of Light, remembering some great music when we got on track with the light of Christ. Was it when you heard Benny Hester on the radio, or is it one of the concerts that you went to when he was here in Albuquerque? One more time on Tracks of Light.
Sorrow to come in. Stop, start to trust that he will do it. One more time, give up your pride and say, Jesus, I can do it any other way. You keep hoping that your way is better. Word to read his love letter. And you surely know that you can rest in his love. And all of the clouds that have blinded your eyes are pushed away by a dove. One more time, he's saying he can take it through it. But you gotta stop, start to trust that he will do it. One more time, give up your pride and say, Jesus, I can do it any other way. Stop, start to trust that he will do it. One more time, give up your pride and say, Jesus, I can do it any other way.
Shocking when the doors were open wide. Now I'm on
is Tracks of Light, tracing back where we got on track with the light of Christ and taking the Holy Spirit that He gave us then to move strong and powerfully into a world that is just changing. And there we have another edition of Tracks of Light, where we trace back the tracks of when we started walking in the light with Jesus Christ. I know some of us really feel kind of bad because it's not been a really good walk or things didn't go as smoothly as we thought. You know, the great thing to remember is that life isn't a career. A relationship with Jesus Christ is not a career. Life with Jesus Christ is one day at a time. It's taking things that He puts in our life every day to draw us closer to Him. I'm glad you're tracing back your tracks of light as we trace back the tracks of life of how Christian music got started and what brought us that great movement to the 70s that brings us to today. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Tracks of Light.